USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After weeks of closed-door sessions, the House Intelligence Committee will be holding the first public hearing in the Trump impeachment probe this morning. Witnesses will be asked whether the president and members of his administration pushed Ukraine's leader to publicly launch an investigation of Democrats. The Democratic California congressman who chairs the Intel panel, Adam Schiff, says even if the GOP-led Senate doesn't end up convicting President Trump, the impeachment process may deter him from, in his words, further misconduct. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley is quashing a rumor that she might be replacing Mike Pence on the ticket with President Trump next year.
The vice president and the president are a great ticket together. There is no truth whatsoever that I would ever in any way look to get that position.
She spoke on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790, and for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep fee, options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
President Trump will be hosting the president of Turkey at the White House today. Critics say that Recep Tayyip Erdogan is a tyrant. They claim he manipulated President Trump into announcing a U.S. troop withdrawal from northern Syria. The new leader of the pack of the Democratic presidential hopefuls in the state of Iowa, at least according to a new Monmouth University poll, is South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who told supporters yesterday that being in Iowa is a little bit like being back home in Indiana.
Well, I'm used to driving through cornfields because I'm from Indiana, but I'm not used to doing it in a large bus with my name on the side.
Former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick might be returning to the NFL. ESPN says a private workout will be held for him this Saturday in Atlanta. The signal caller has not played in the league since 2016 after he started kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. Kaepernick claims he's stayed in shape. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hillary Clinton is acknowledging calls for her to run for president again, but Clinton insists she's not going to do it. Still, the former Secretary of State saying on Tuesday, never say never, Clinton says she feels a sense of responsibility because she won the popular vote in 2016, but ended up losing in the end. She does plan to help whichever Democrat gets the nomination next year, she says, as she says she wants to see President Trump retired. The mother of a missing Jacksonville, Florida girl is accused of child neglect and giving false information to investigators. More charges could be coming if remains found in Alabama yesterday are definitely those of her daughter, Taylor. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams confirming Brianna Williams is being treated for a drug overdose, and because of her medical condition, she is being booked in absentia. Venice is dealing with the aftermath of the highest tide in more than a half century there. The high waters in the Italian city peaking at 6 feet yesterday, flooding the famous Italian city of canals. At least one person died from electric shock when the waters rushed into his home. And the world's largest Starbucks opens up in the Windy City this week. The Starbucks Reserve Roastery opening its doors in Chicago this Friday. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.